that's wonderful. This is Thomas Russell, our organist, playing Beedor's Toccata from his Fifth Symphony. Okay. And showpiece for all organists. I guess you were 12 when you first played it. Thomas, we want to know as much as we can about this organ, but I'd like to hear something about you. What drove you to be an organist? Did you think of this when you were 5, or?
Well, I grew up playing piano and always heard the organ in church. I played the organ for the first time at a summer music camp when I was 12 and just loved it. I think partly because of all the sound I could make at it was something that drew me to it. Started taking lessons soon after.
And where did you study?
I did my undergrad here at Carolina with Bill Bates, and then I did a master's at Yale.
Right, and then you went to another church initially, and then you were called here in my time, so it's 2016.
I started January 1st, 2016.
Wow. Yeah. So you have 35 years left.
Something like that, yeah. And counting.
So tell us about this organ. It's fairly new.
The part I'm sitting at is fairly new, the console. It's a Cassavant organ. The company's in Montreal. And the organ itself, all the pipe work and everything, was first built in 1980. It was destroyed by the fire that was up here and was rebuilt in 83. And this console is new as of 2015.
Thomas, doesn't it belong over there? Let's talk about this a minute. We walked in a minute ago, and every time I've been in this church, it's been there, and your back is to me as I walk around you. Now it's here. Mm-hmm. Did you lift it? Did you? What happened here?
That's one of the great things about this new console is it can move. So yes, it's usually over there. For organ concerts, we can roll it out. Everything's on wheels, so it can roll around.
Very nice.
Now the old console had like tubes. I mean, whatever those things were. But this is electronic. This has bells and whistles.
Yes, so it has a lot more options now. It has a fourth keyboard. We have more stops. We have a whole other set of stops, a solo division that's prepared for over here. They don't do anything yet. We still have to get pipes for them.
Does that mean those pipes are fake up there?
No, these are all real. These are all real pipes.
Now, next week, we're going to go into the belly of the whale here, into the back, and it's a tight space, so we'll talk about all the pipes. So we have, 25, 30 stops for which we have no pipes?
Correct.
Where would we put the pipes?
The idea is to put them in the back, so we have an antiphonal division. Then you can do call and response effects and really fill out the sound of the room in a warm way.
So that's on your sort of wish list.
Absolutely.
For, our church is an organ-based worship service for sure, morning and mostly evening. Mm-hmm. And that's rapidly fading in our church culture in the States and elsewhere. So it's wonderful to see young guys like you, and you have, David, he has an organ scholar program with three teenagers, basically.
Yes.
Learning to play. They play here once every so often?
I've heard at least one. Mm-hmm.
And the older two are actually playing weekly at other churches around.
My mother did not require that I take piano, and therefore I know less than nothing about what we're looking at. So anything you can tell me, I mean, you have four keyboards, but can you play four at one time?
Well, I can play at least two at one time. Actually, I can play all four at one time because you can link them together so I can put different sounds on each one and play them all from one place.
It's unbelievable.
Something else you might not know, since the organ's usually over there and you can't see this side of it, is that I have a full keyboard for my feet, a pedal board, and then various controls. So I'm busy when I'm playing. Everything's busy.
I can't fathom your left hand playing something different from your right hand, but to add feet to that, I have no idea how you do that. I mean, you were playing some piece by Bach a couple of weeks ago, and your feet were very busy. At some point, you were holding on to the bench because they were very, very busy. Now, maybe we should come back next week and do another video with you and talk about your shoes, because organ shoes are something very special.
Yes.
How about coming back next week?
I'll be here.
This was an edition of Fun Facts Friday with Thomas Russell and the organ, and we'll be back next Friday.